nothing in Kudim Pshat. Rashi says over here that La Ovrcha Bivris doesn't mean the word to make a bris. La Ovrcha Bivris Hashem Alkech Walosi, Rashi says, doesn't mean to make a bris, but rather it means Liyos Oiva Bivris, that you shall have been gone through a bris. You have gone through a bris. Is there a difference in pshat? Why does the Torah say such a strange lashon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going lavor bivris, meaning you. I mean, we're now sitting down with Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through the bris. What's the modern lashon? La'avrcha bivris Hashem Akecha, to see to it that you go through a bris. That's what Rashi says. La'avrcha liyos eva bivris. That you shall, in the Lomdish language, you'd say a gebrista. You became an oiva bevris. That's what Rashi means. What's the pshat over here? Bechlal, the whole mitzvah of the bris, the Rishonim also ask, it goes on esasheyeshna poimonoim rayim, evesasheyenena poimonoim. How can a person make a ischaivus and a bris for someone who's not here now? It's you can't. Where can you make a kabbalah? Different. But it's a nekuda. Also, loshen atem nitzavim. There's a medrash in Pashas Boy. The medrash says, "Ma malochim oimdim, af Yisrael oimdim, shenema atem nitzavim." So just like malochim are called oimdim, Christ was also called oimdim. It's a tzustel. It says, "Ma malochim." Say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Klai Yisrael also says Elke Avram, Elke Yitzchak, Elke Yaakov. Also needs a Hezba. But the Etzim, I want to focus on the first half of the Chazal. It says that just like Malochim Ha'oimdim, Klai Yisrael also Oimdim because it Atem Nitzavim Ha'yoim. Lachur, everybody knows that Malochim are called Oimdim Lafuke Bnei Adam. Bnei Adam is a Bchina of a Hoylech. Bnei Adam are people that can change, they can do things, they are Bechira and so on. So they're called Mahalchim, they're going someplace. A Malach is static, a Malach can't go, can't do, he has no Bechira basically, and he's not shy to do anything. So he's called an Oimet. It's a Chisorin and a Malach, Le'umas Adam. Adam can go, can do, and a Malach can't. So what's the Mile of Klal Yisrael that they're called Oimdim like Malachim? And it's also on Yom Kippur, it's interesting. On Yom Kippur, it says that a person, we stand on Yom Kippur. It's a minig b'zman hazeh by a lot of people that they stand for most of the davening, for all of the davening. There's some killers that they stand all, come out the whole davening Yom Kippur. And Lamais, it's built on a medrash that it says that Klal Yisrael is like Malachim on Yom Kippur. Because ma malochim oimdim, there are a few things. Malochim ainu oichel v'shoisim, anachnu we're not oichel v'shoisim. Yechefim, then it says ma malochim oimdim, Klal Yisrael is also oimit. And the minig Yisrael comes from that. So lemaisa, elchur it's a chisorin. The mile of Tzur Sodom is a mile that he's a mahalach, that he can go, he can do, he can accomplish. His activities are worthwhile, they're fruit bearing. A malach is not. So what's the mile of saying we're nitzav like malochim? Also, Lashon Nitzavim here is an unusual Lashon. Most of the time, the Lashon for standing is Oimit. Nitzavim implies almost a very firm standing. It's Ke'ilu, that he's, it's permanent, sort of. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, very interesting. The Gemara speaks over there about Tnai Kofel. So the Gemara says that in Tnai Kofel, the Gemara brings all the cases in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tnai Kofel is mentioned. And as a Raya, Rebbe brings as a Raya in Tnai Kofel. And the Gemara slogs up, in each case it's not a Raya. There are two or three of the cases that the Gemara brings down, L'moshe B'chu Koisai. So the Gemara says, what do I need a Tnai Kofel for? If it says B'chu Koisai Telechu, why does it have to say the whole Pasha in B'chu Koisai Tim Osun? So Chazal say, no, over there it's different, because I would think that you get schar for doing the mitzvahs, but you don't get punished for not doing the mitzvahs. Kamash malon, that you get punished for not doing the mitzvahs. L'chur, that's obvious. In other words, it's pashut, it's two separate things. I mean, the Tanai Kofel is clear that if you do the mitzvahs, you get schar, and if you don't, you don't get schar. L'mosha, if I hire somebody to do a job for me, t'mur is a certain amount of money. If the person doesn't do it, he doesn't get the money. Everyone understands that. So what's the havmin of the Gemara that in Tanai Kofel, by mitzvahs, it would be different? It's partial. It's not the opposite. Every Tanai Kofel doesn't carry anything else on the other side of it. It says simply, for doing it right, you get something, and if not, not. I mean, that's Tanai Kofel. What was the Havamina of the Makshin? The Gemara has a Havamina that it could have said one parasha, and the other one would be Nichol also. Psalot Davahu. Good. So let's go back a shtickle to understand the whole parasha here. What is the Krisis Bris over here? There's a pasuk in Shaya that the Medrash brings over here also. It says, "Ani Hashem lo yishanisi va'atem bnei Yisrael lo yichlisim," that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has not changed, and you, Klal Yisrael, have not been destroyed. Ani avaya lo yishanisi va'atem Yisrael lo yichlisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the two together, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is immutable, so too Klal Yisrael cannot become destroyed. The Ramchal actually, I think we once mentioned, Ramchal, when he brings the different types of kfira, the different types of denials of Achdus HaBorei, one of them is that Klal Yisrael was Choyt and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machlit and Ruma Cheres, which is the Christian Taina. And he says that anyone who believes that is a Koyf in Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The words like this. Wherever there was a Krisas Bris, the first two Krisas Brisim, of the Krisas Bris of Chayrev and the Krisas Bris of Kisavoy, or at least that half of the Krisas Bris of Arvis Moyev, was a Krisas Bris in Olam HaMaisa. That Klal Yisrael had made an agreement to do certain Maisim. If they do it, good. If they don't do it, they get punished. It's a mahalach of a Krisas Bris that has two sides to it. And if Klal Yisrael decides, if Klal Yisrael decides not to do it, they can take the consequences. And that's it. There is no, the parasha ends like that. The parasha basically ends in Kisavai, the parasha ends with the Teichacha, that if you decide to do bad, it's bad, and that's it. And in parashas B'chukosai, there's Aftocha just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let go all the way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still keep Rachm on Klal Yisrael when they're by Nu Mesoylem. But that's it. The parasha finishes with you know, you have the choice, take a choice, and that's it. That's the end of the parasha. In Parashas Nitzavim, there's a new Krisas Bris of a very different type. It says, Rashi says, they made the Krisas Bris because they were going over from the Anhoga of Moshe to Yeshua. So since they're going over from Anhoga to Anhoga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them Matseva. Matseva means a stand, a maimed. Klal Yisrael, once Klal Yisrael has a Shem Yisrael, so there's Chal on Klal Yisrael two things which are a flip side. One is a flip side of the other. One of them is that Klal Yisrael, the word Yisrael, Yosher Kael, means Vishimcha Ushmeinu Karasa Bishmecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied his name to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yisrael's name is Chosum Bishmoish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the first thing that happened. And Yisrael Afishal Chota Nikar Yisrael. So the two, one is a flip side of the other. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshatev Shmoy to something, if something is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, if something has the Shem Hashem Chosim in it, so if the Chas V'Sholom is a Shinu in that Prat, that means that there's a Shinu in the Etzem Shmoy Yisparach. If Klal Yisrael has in itself a Mokum for Shinu, so since Klal Yisrael is Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Shmeinu Karosu Bishmecha means that Klal Yisrael is called Am Hashem, so if there could be a kiloyin in that chelik, then Chas V'Sholom it's a shinui in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once there was a shinui, once there was a chsim Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael, so there can't be a makom where Am Hashem disappears. As long as there's a Shem Yisrael, so even if one person is made for bris and he's Mashiach and so on, and he's moitz himself from the klal, but there can't be a kloya for a klal, because it would mean chas v'shalom. So it means that on a certain level, Klal Yisrael became chosum with a bris that they can't shake off. That's on a level of Klal Yisrael. By the same token, Yisrael shechota, afal pi shechota, Yisrael afal pi shechota Yisrael, who means that even though Klal Yisrael is, even though a person does averis and so on, there's one nekuda that he can't touch. It doesn't mean, and again, people always take it from the easy side, that Yisrael afal pi shechota Yisrael, who means that everybody's wonderful and good because b'chol zeis he's a yid. It doesn't mean that at all. I once heard somebody from that sector that this is the Merag Bepume, that you know he was speaking by the mitzvah that we have to tzechim lahov everybody from Yisrael, because every Yisrael is Yisrael no matter what, and you know Basher Yudi. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that Yisrael v'shachot Yisrael, who means that he can't run away from being Yisrael. Just like a person can't be mefis bris because it's chosum b'fsaray, just like a person, even if he's moishach or losay, it's only a drabonin, but me'ikra din is a mol, because once he's a mol, so there's one nekud in him that's indelible. If shmeinu karasa b'shimcha gives a chalois that anyone has a Shem Yisrael is inevitably tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if the person is choyte, but that nekuda remains, he has where to grab onto, and he can't run away from it. So the person is like a choyte, and the person is a rasha, and there's a halacha of mutalis nois, and all sorts of halachas like that. But the metzias doesn't change. The person can't change the metzias, and we'll see soon what is nageya. This does not function at the level of the Olam HaMaisa. In the Olam HaMaisa, a person has a choice, and a person can do good, and a person can do bad, and on that level, there is a complete freedom, and there is no none of this chalois din. This bris was a bris bechlal on something else. This bris was a bris pen yesh bechem isha isha asher levavo yipoyin hayom im Hashem. It's a bris where a person has a sheiresh peyverish lana. It deals with the panemius of a person's machshavis and ritzoinis. And the aveir that we're talking about is not an open aveir. It's not like in the parashat Teichachis. We're talking about open aveir. You're talking about hoya b'shama yisidiva ol azayis v'sparach l'vav aloyma sholom yeli. The person's aveir is on the level of machshava. And on that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go all out. So this nekuda of bris is a nekuda of bris on the pnimius of Yisrael. It's a nekuda of bris not on oilam ha-maisa, but on oilam of rotzen and machshava pnimius as it can get. It's sheiresh peyresh velano. It deals with the smallest element of a person's pnimistic deviations. And the avera, so to speak, that it's relating to is that v'izbarach b'lvav eleima sholom yeli ki v'shibis liv elek. That a person is saying there's something in his lave that's off. Deeper knach. What is the person saying exactly? Is he denying that the teicher won't happen? So he says it's different. V'izbarach b'lvav eleima sholom yeli ki v'shibis liv elek means the following. It's talking about this nekuda gufa. A person says to himself, listen, as long as I have the reason why it has some ashbar and effect on me, and why I feel lamashal, if a person belongs to a certain group, so the lamashal, if a person is a citizen of a country, so the laws of the country apply to him. And even if he tries to run away, they'll catch up with him, they'll put him on trial, and no taina will help. The person can opt out and say, I don't want to belong anymore. The person can say, I don't want to be a citizen of this, I want to go someplace else. If a person does that, so it's true, he opts out and gendikt, and he belongs to a different island. The pasuk is saying, Shalom yeli ki b'shriris libi eilech. But the person says, we're talking about a person says, I want to opt out of everything. I don't want to be shayach to this. You're right that as long as I have some rots and that I want to belong, I have to suffer the consequences and have to play by the rules. The person says, ki b'shriris libi, shalom yeli ki b'shriris eilech means, there are plenty of kanaanim in the world that there's that they have on themselves a din of chasidum asolim. Let's call it enikash borum kafei aschakal beria. I don't want Shem Yisrael. So there's a krisis bris that Shem Yisrael, the person can't. That's not a taina. On the b'shirus libi eilech, there is no such mitzias, and the mehalach of it. The Hemshech of the Psukim stated exactly. The Hemshech of the Psukim is that if the person does try to do that Mahalach, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is, V'ivdila Hashem l'ro mikol shifte Yisrael, kichol olos abitzik zivitar zois, and people will say that, why, V'omer kol agoyim al meh osa Hashem kochol la'eretz hazois mechari, ala sha'ozat zvish Hashem ha'kev Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since you have Shem Havai on you, since the Shem Vakadosh Baruch Hu is Chal on Yisrael, and Yisrael Al Pishachot Yisrael Hu, so the most you can opt out is to become a Kiddush Hashem by becoming the target of the Chariva Af Hashem. There is no way that you can opt out of it. What will happen is that the person will it will become the Mashal Shina. There's a Kiddush Hashem when the person suffers terribly for it, and he says, "V'omru ala she'ozves b'ez Hashem ke'avoisam," is also Kiddush Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person wants to opt out from the Shem Yisrael, then faket. The person will suffer and thereby become a Moshan Shnina where he's going to where he'll be vaitekoyvea that Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chal on Yisrael. That's the there's an Abar Benel, a Mordechai Abar Benel. He speaks about he speaks about his door, which was the door of the Spanish Inquisition, and he says that there was a kiyum of this. He said Klal Yisrael tried to run away from the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Spanish door, unfortunately, it's not as, I mean, people don't understand it today as well, that it was by and large, unfortunately, a door that culturally was very assimilated and was moving away. It was a golden age in the potential, and there was some gewaltic things, but the tkufa towards the end was a tkufa with Faket, because it was a srachi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Baal Apam Val Chamosam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael, and Shem Shemayim was Niskadish Al Yodom Baal Korchom. Whether they wanted to or not, they couldn't run away from having the Shem Havaya Chosum on Psorim and on Nafshom. There's a second parasha that goes, so that's the, let's maybe just first go back to the answer. Atem Nitzovim means that Klal Yisrael has, you're right, Avad Tzuras Odom is a Tzura of an Oymet, of a Mahalach. And a person goes and a person does and he's supposed to accomplish. That's true. But there's one Nekud in the person that's Kavua. The Atem Nitzovim Ayom, it means that Klal Yisrael was given a point of Nitzivus. A Mashal, like if a person ties a child, he wants to give him room to roam around, but he doesn't want him to run away, so he gives him a long, he ties him to some place, but the kid has room to wander around. So there is a point of Nitzavim, there's a point where the person is standing. The word Nitzav, as opposed to Oymed, is, when something is Nitzav, means it's firmly embedded. It's not, Oymed is Mikra, I'm standing here and I'm walking there. A pole is Nitzav. A thing that stands hard and fast is called Nitzav. So the person himself can be, so a person himself is a Mahalach, but there's one point in him that's a Nitzav. And that he can't shake off that Nekuda. And that's why it's called La'avrcha Bevris, It's not that Klal Yisrael is making this bris. The first two brises are an agreement. If you do this, this. If you do this, this. But those are all breakable and doable. In this Heskem, it's la'avrcha bevris. Just like a child is passive in the bris, just like in the bris basa, the child is passive. He's a gemalta, and that's his matziv. In this nekuda, Klal Yisrael are la'avrcha bevris, li'yoscha eva bevris. He made them nitzavim, and you have a bris for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you want it or not. That's the pshat in Rashi, the emphasis in the pasuk of li'yoscha eva. And that's why the whole parasha deals dafke with things belevav, because only things belevav are things that are kavua. In Olam HaMaisa, a person has bechira; they can do better, they can do worse, and so on. In the Olam of Levav, in the Pnim Shebipnim Shebipnim, there's a chalois bris on them whether they like it or not, and it's immutable. And that's the pshat in Gemara Kedushin. That the flip side, there was a havamina. The Gemara said that the havamina is that the yisurim come as a flip side of the schar, means the following. It is like that. Ilamaskanis advarim. If the reason why there's schar and oynish is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do mitzvahs and doesn't want him to do averis, it's two agreements. I'm telling you like this. I'm paying you money for painting my house. I'm going to fine you if you get the floor dirty. I'm going to do it. So each one is separate. One stands without the other. They're two separate things. But if a person, a mashal, is told, for instance, a marriage can either be happy or tragic. It can't be kacha kacha. If it's kacha kacha, it's tragic. The reason is because you're tied to the other person. It's not a matzav where the happiness or the tragedy of it is a result of one nekuda. Since I'm tied with the other person, tied down, so either it goes or it doesn't go. There is no middle ground, really. There could be a matzav of good things or bad things, but to say the word middle doesn't apply to it. The Gemara's havamina was, and it is talking like that because of this bris. But the Gemara had it said, there is no such thing as mitzvahs could be just schar and without peronis if you don't do it. If schar and if lamashal, because it says lamashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Torah to the other umis, to Yishmael. So the tzura of Torah to Yishmael might have been like that. I'm willing to give you a few mitzvahs. How about the averis? Mitzvahs are meisim. They all deal. They all start because HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered them and made a deal. So it's possible. Avidna is schar in, and if you don't do it, you don't get puranis. If the shirish of Klal Yisrael shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he was choisim shmoyis barach in Klal Yisrael, so it's the same thing. Either if you walk in line with where you're supposed to walk, it goes. And if you try to go the other way, it begins tugging very quickly. It begins pulling back very quickly. So it's habehotalia. Once you clear your spirit, so the Gemara said that in, as far as the parasha of Chukoyse goes, that's not like that. Until this parasha over here, that chalois didn't happen yet. I want to go now the second half of the parasha and understand that with the first half. The second half of the parasha is the parasha of Tshuva. And that's a parasha that is together with this and davayim darsheni. Bechlal, the whole parasha is a strange parasha. Of it says v'shafta Hashem alekecha, and there's a shaila. I mean, if it's a mitzvah, if it's avtoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayon derishonim. The running of the parasha certainly is mashma that it has avtocha also. There's a chiyuv of it, but it has avtocha also. It says v'shav Hashem kel shvuscha v'richamcha, and the Rambam brings this down that from here we know that there will be geula. The avtocha of geula is certainly this parasha. Imyan and dachav b'tzei Hashemayim mishom mikabetz Hashem kechom shenkechecha, and so on. The word is like this, and this is it's an oimik in understanding the whole parasha of tshuva. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was madbiya that in Klal Yisrael, Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chosim in Klal Yisrael, this thing, so a person might go very far. It's a long, long, long leash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at some point, it has to start tugging back. It's not shayach that the person gets it goes on forever. There is no forever because of this first parasha. If manefshach, if Klal Yisrael is tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this bris, and on HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's a pchina v'ani avay le'shenisi, so bal korchach the person can't go further. So the parasha is a parasha im yeh nidach v'ktzeh shemayim, parashas yitaychit, even if Klal Yisrael is at ktzeh shemayim, yeh nidach v'ktzeh shemayim, even if they go to the further stretches, mishom yikabetz Hashem kechom shem yikachecha. Sort of the Medayek, what does it mean, Misham? Of course Misham, I mean that's what he has to take him to. They've gone to the furthest end. The Teretz says, Adarabba. Kol's man, Klal Yisrael, hasn't gone to the furthest ends. There is no Avtoch of Tshuva. It's right up here. Everything, a person has Bechira. And Tshuva is one of the mitzvahs, and it's one of the Nyanim, the person has Bechira. That they can't be Bechira for. That there has to be bechira. There can't be aftocha. Im yia nidacha b'ktzeh shemayim. In other words, you've gone to the spot that's furthest from ruchnius. Mishom yikabetz hashemikha. When you're there, that's where the leash begins tugging. When you get to the border of the tehoim of Ivadin, to the mitzias of karka of mokum mutzak, over there a person can't go further, and over there so adarabba, the parasha of v'shavta Hashem lekecha is a parasha of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying because there's such a krisus bris there has to be tshuva. In the first two ichtoichaches, we left standing at a stalemate. You have a choice this way, you have a choice that way. These are the consequences. This, the consequences of that. Here the pshat is when you hit at the place that it's called the Hanistoris Lashem Alekenu Vanigas Lanu Vanenu. When you reach that point where you've gone to the last point of Pnimius to try to be Oik Hashem Yisrael, over there you can't go further. It's there's a leash that takes you back. It's interesting. The Rambam brings down the Shaila of Yediyah and Bechira. The place that he brings it down is in Hilchos Tshuva. Very extraordinary place to bring it. I mean, the Pashas one would assume when you say that Torah. And the Rambam brings it in Perek Hilchos Tshuva. Very, very unclear why there. I mean, it's a shock. Libi Emily, that he's going to tackle with this Pash in Chumash. The place, you know, the Rambam is faced by a problem. Do people have Bechira Adasof, which is really what it means, or there is a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows everything to go, but he stops at a certain point. I mean, I don't want to go into it. It's a deep shaila. It needs a lot of time. But that's the basic shaila. And the Rambam says they're both true. We have Bechira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yediyah, and then he goes into discussing it. Maybe tomorrow we'll see. But the point is they're both true in the following way. Up until the point of niyeh nidachak v'kzeh shemayim, over there a person has bechira, and that's where bechira takes place. Once a person, when Klal Yisrael goes to the very end, in the bechina of dor shekul achayiv, all of a sudden they realize there's no bechira. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking it where he wants to take it to. A person has no bechira at the bottom of it. So at some nekuda, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus Bekol Mashallah kicks in even at the expense of Bechira. So the Rambam Taka brings in Hilchos Tshuva because that's where the Torah was Megalit. The Torah said that this point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying no matter where you try to run away, you're tied back home. And Adarabba, now that you're straining at the abyss, you begin to feel the tightness of the knots around you. That's where you begin to see. So in tshuva, in the ultimate, in the parasha where it's written, that's where you have a gilu of this level. This is till now we're talking about the klai so as a klal. We're talking about in yonim klolim about yediyah v'chira. Let's try to bring it into our nekudas. When a person, when he's thinking of tshuva, when he's mahar b'tshuva, when he's trying to improve, a person sees it as something, a good thing. It's a good goal. Listen, everybody knows it's wonderful to be to do everything right and the way it's supposed to be done. It's nice. It's good. The person has a lot of schar. Everything wonderful. But somewhere down the line, a person can say, you know, it's schar if I do it, and not schar if I don't do it. Even if the person is maimin in Einish, it's also, but I can choose. You give me a choice. You tell me you can live 70 years like the way you want to live, and after that you can you'll get Einish. It's also a choice. Person says, you know, listen, people make a lot of choices. People smoke because they like it, even though they know it'll cost them afterwards years of life. They make, it's a conscious choice. I'd rather live 60 years this way instead of 90 years that way. It's a choice. So a person always looks at it as a nice thing, a good thing. This, a person has to understand that the pnimis of an Adam is the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani avaya lo shenisi v'atel echelisim. Whether you like it or not, a person has a chesima shmo yisbarach in him that he can't get away from. And a person can try to run away, a person can disguise it, a person can do everything he wants. He can't get away from it. There is no such thing as living a life of chet and enjoying it. The person can have fun, but he'll always nag him. The person will always feel rotten inside because it's there to stay. The process of and the further he goes, the more it's going to bite into him. It's there are no chaitim that are happy. They can have fun. They can be enjoying themselves. There might be tanugim. But that the person should feel good with himself never happens. There was a person at Israel who had learned in the Mir in Europe, left, became the one of the biggest lawyers in Israel. He was head of the Bar Association, and then he was state controller. He rose up very high in the ranks of government and was very famous. And he was not a Shomer Torah mitzvahs since he left the yeshiva. So he used to have two pictures hanging in his office. My brother was there once. One picture was of Rabbi Yeruchim, and the other one, I see, Bader Ben Tzadik, was Ben Gurion, whom he was close with. And he told my brother-in-law, and not at all jokingly, he told him, this person took away my Olam Haba, and this person took away my Olam Haza. He said, no matter what I do, he said, I can't enjoy anything here because I saw something else. Because I know what godless is, I know what Tzuras Adam is. He said, it's not, I don't enjoy anything of it. I guess because of Yeruched, he was Zeichet, that his grandson was Chayzim Tshuva. His grandson is a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, a wonderful young man. But the person himself, anyone, and Faket, if a person goes around with the understanding that unless he comes to grip with his pnimius, that be'etzem, the pnim of a Jew is kol kulei havaya, kol kulei toiv. And no matter what he does with himself, he's not going to get rid of it. The process of tshuva is not reaching for something good. The process of tshuva is to feel the leash tugging, that a person should look at what he does wrong, or what he's not doing, or what he's wasting his time, and say to himself, you know, I'm only getting deeper into it. I can't make myself happy with it because it's not me. If a person understands it's not himself, then the person has a whole different approach to it. The process of tshuva is not a process of reaching for some nice goal and, you know, that there's schar and it's good and it's right and so on. The process of tshuva is that the person come back to himself. It's v'shafta means the person should come back to himself. When a person does tshuva, and that's why maybe the Rambam put it in those prakim, when a person does tshuva, he begins to realize that he has no choice. That the further he goes, the less of self he gets. It's fascinating how the world is blind on their level. I mean, on the level of Zayin Mitzvah Benerach, on the level of Tzuras Adam, of a Ben Noach. So the world sees that when you run free, the world was against giving free rein. The world was against repressing your taivas. Fakert, it's natural for a person to go with his taivas. It's natural. So a person gave free rein to all his taivas in any way he wants, everywhere, no shibudim, nothing. So everything starts becoming charev. Everything starts becoming charev. There's no father, there's no mother, there's no child, there's no brother. Everything is a churv. So you see that that's not Tzuras Adam. Why isn't it? I mean, how can that be Tzuras Adam if everything in Tzuras Adam becomes churv? If there's no zecha to Tzuras Adam, the teretz is so no. So now his face, he's stuck. So the teretz is so pikchim shebehem say maybe we did make a mistake. Maybe Tzuras Adam is Tzuras Adam with his full claim of an Adam, and the reins and the taiva has to be reined in because that's also Tzuras Adam. Shaitim shebehem are looking at destroying Tzuras Adam. Maybe that's not Tzuras Adam. Maybe God, we had a different music of Tzuras Adam. That's the I mean. That's the Avodin, that's the people that have no. But a person has to understand, and that's why, and again, another perspective on why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur, because the tshuva of Yom Kippur has to come. Rosh Hashanah is primarily a day of being koivei of malchusei b'koil mashallah. And when a person sits and is mechavin in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, it's easy to think about the goyim. That Malchus Bakol Mashallah means the Mesoilam that are made to Israel and those that are Kaif and Akash Baruch Hu. It's very nice. The real makom to be Mizbeinin is on himself. A person has to understand Rosh Hashanah is a day where nothing exists but Malchus Bakol Mashallah. That it's Kol Kula Havaya, Kol Kula Akash Baruch Hu, and that's why we mentioned a person has to give the whole day that surah. That's the first thing a person has to be koyvea. Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur were to come first, tshuva means reaching a nice goal. It's very nice. It's an accomplishment. It's a goal. Yeah, zeyashen. Rosh Hashanah is when a person is koyvea that Hashem Elokim emes, and that there's nothing but ruchnis in the world that's emes, and there's nothing but Torah mitzvahs that is the person. That's me. Since a person was created on Rosh Hashanah, that's when he got his Tzuras Adam. So a person goes back to that matziv of Ata Nefachta B'Kirbi. When a person, I mean, the Bala Musa gave an awesome mashal. Imagine Adam Arishan in his first second, awakening second, when he still feels Kaviyachol Nefichosa Yisparach coming into his lips. That moment of Kesher between HaKadosh Baruch and Adam, that's what I am. The person is misbeinin and misamik. That's me. Everything afterwards, I have freedom to do, but I don't have freedom to run away from myself. And that's what the parsha is. Anistoris Hashem Elokeinu vanigloys lonu ulavaneinu means the nigloys taka, the chelik of what a person does bechutz bechitzonis ba'ilam ha'maisa. That is given to the person, and that's a pchin of Yom Kippur. That's when a person metakin ma'isav and he deals with oilam ha'maisa. Hanisteres l'Hashem l'keinu. The pnim of a person, there is no Adam over there. That's kula yediyah. That's kula Hashem avaya. And if a person would be misamik on Rosh Hashanah, if a person would understand that learning is not a good thing. But if a person wastes himself, then the pshat is he depresses himself. He'll never have a sipuk in life because he knows that what he really is, he doesn't have. If a person understands that whatever he does, that's divrei hevel and havai, is just driving it deeper, and he can't get away from himself. He has no breira. That's when a person is kaiver to himself that an ister is l'Hashem al-keinu, then the niglus becomes l'ono l'veinenu. Thank you.